Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, March 11th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as a lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Looking Forward. And our scripture comes from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, which says, This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. With the springing forward time change this past weekend, I was thinking about looking forward. You may have heard the phrase that goes something like, each time a door closes, another one opens. In a Lenten devotional I am reading, author Parker Palmer writes, each time a door closes, the rest of the world opens up. He goes on to say that when a door closes on us, we have a tendency to keep pounding on it, rather than open our hearts and souls to welcome the abundance of other possibilities in life that are available to us when we look forward. When disappointment or loss happens, it can feel like doors closing on us, and we may not see all that is in front of us and open to us. We may not sense the rest of the world opening up for us. That usually takes time. But in the meantime, it can be an opportunity to do some self-reflecting, which is what we are called to do during Lent. Palmer offers some questions that may help in looking forward. He asks, are you a cup half empty or cup half full sort of person? In what ways might a door that has closed have guidance to offer you? How do you usually respond when face to face with a no? And have you ever experienced a yes hidden within a no? May we be guided in looking forward as we continue to look within ourselves during this growing season of Lent. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.